This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. In Africa, labor unions are growing increasingly concerned about Chinese investment and respect for workers' rights. Chinese trade with Africa totals more than $200 billion, which is twice the level of U.S. African trade. And that Chinese-African trade is expected to double by 2020. To better understand the situation for unions in Africa when it comes to Chinese state and corporate investment, I talked to Kruchencha Mofokin. Ms. Mofokin is the regional representative for Africa and Middle East of the Building and Woodworkers International Global Union. BWI represents 12 million union members in 130 countries who are engaged in sectors such as forestry, energy, and construction. I asked Ms. Mofokin to describe the extent of Chinese investment in Africa.
We are talking about almost in the BWI sectors in energy and in infrastructure, we are talking about almost over $95 billion investment. We are informed by researchers that there are over 3,030 projects of Chinese investors in Africa in 51 countries. And these are funded by public enterprises or state-owned enterprises, and they are funded by their own bank, the state bank, the China Exim, as well as the Development Bank of China. And if you look at the contractors that are winning the bids in Africa, out of 10, almost 9 are won by Chinese investors. They are the biggest employer in the construction sector.
Are there problems related to the workers employed by Chinese companies in Africa?
Of course, there are many challenges. One is that it is very difficult to organize new Chinese companies because they don't want their workers to join the union. And of course, they don't want to respect labor legislation. Occupational health and safety standards are very poor. It is only when unions are raising the alarm, the new strategy now, not tackling Chinese investors, but talking to their own government to put pressure on these employers, the new kinds of employers in Chinese multinational companies, to respect labor legislation and to allow unions to organize. It is a mountain to climb.
Many African countries have negotiated agreements with Chinese state and corporate enterprises. Have unions been involved in these agreements?
Certainly not. Labor unions are not involved in these agreements. They are between country and country or state by state, and they are signed between governments. And I mean, they are not transparent processes. It is actually a private process between the government of China and the different country governments in Africa who are signing this agreement. And therefore, it makes it very difficult for civil society or even trade unions to be involved in these processes. In Africa, out of the 64 affiliates BWI has, 20 have managed to organize into Chinese investment. Almost 46,106 members have been organized in 14 countries here in our continent.
What has BWI been doing to help the employees of Chinese corporations in Africa?
BWI has been building capacity of unions to organize into Chinese investments and also to campaign where violations of labor rights. And you know, the BWI sector has a high accident, forcing these employers to respect occupational health and safety standards in our region, and training unions to negotiate better working conditions for workers who are working in these multinational companies. They want to encourage these entities to make sure that Chinese investors in our continent do respect workers' rights.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.